So sitting in a comfortable position, letting the eyes close and soften, and allowing ourselves to take three deep, relaxing breaths. Really fully exhaling. Enjoying the release all the way through the exhale, how the body lets go. And at the sound of the bells, opening awareness to all the sounds in our environment. Coming into the present moment by simply listening to whatever presents itself to the ears. Letting the ears be like microphones. But special microphones. These microphones, of course, will pick up any and all sounds, but these microphones will appreciate the various sounds, or just simply appreciate that hearing is happening, the gift of hearing. Letting the awareness relax into hearing. Noticing the very subtle sounds of the breath or digestion, sounds from the room, from the street. Resting the awareness in hearing. Huh. Resting the awareness in hearing. Sounds that are pleasant, sounds that are unpleasant. The microphones pick up all of them. Appreciating that we can hear. And now bringing awareness to include the body sitting, aware of the posture. perhaps even as if you were looking at your body from the outside. And then bringing the awareness inside the body. Connecting with touch points, feet, bottom, hands, clothing. Noticing the world of sensation, moment to moment. Pulsations, vibrations, warmth, coolness, humidity. Just as we were sitting in the midst of the world of sound, sitting now in the world of the body. Feeling the breath along with the body as a whole. Appreciating the body, whatever sensations arise, inclining into those sensations with a sense of appreciation for our ability to actually feel. Noticing how the breath is the breath of life, nourishing us moment to moment, giving us what we need, letting go of what we don't need. Nourishing and cleansing. It is simply true that all living beings wish to be happy, and we all wish to be free from suffering. Connecting with your own innate need to be happy, to be free from suffering. Perhaps with the hand over the heart area to kind of help us connect with these good wishes for ourselves. Warming up the heart with our hands. One, two, or a hand on the belly as well. or giving yourself a little hug. And then letting the sounds and body as a whole and the breath gently recede into the background as we recite the phrase, "May I be happy and free from suffering." So I'll say it and you can silently repeat it, or using a different phrase if that suits you better. May I be happy and free from suffering. May I be happy and free from suffering. Giving wholehearted attention to the phrase. Possibly coordinating it with the breathing. May I be happy and free from suffering. Repeating and repeating the phrase, not worrying about what you feel, but just inclining heart and mind in the direction of the phrase. And as you feel ready, allowing yourself to be aware of any people or other living beings that enter your mind. And when you notice someone arise, gently offering, "May you be happy and free from suffering." May you be happy and free from suffering. And repeating the phrase as long as you wish, and then perhaps another person or being enters your mind, and repeating the phrase for this one. Or if at any moment you feel that you need to come back to yourself, then by all means do so. May I be happy and free from suffering. Or if strong, overwhelming feelings are happening, to just gently let the attention return to breath and body. And when you feel steadier, then returning to the phrases. May you be happy and free from suffering. Or may I be happy and free from suffering. When the attention wanders, just notice it and gently bring it back to the phrases. We can also try on, may you and I be free from suffering, or may you and I be happy and free from suffering. Include yourself with the other one. Letting our awareness move from one being to another, sending them these good wishes, and inserting ourselves as well, periodically or perhaps every other one, one for me, one for you. And then gently, softly letting go of the phrases and bringing the attention back to body breathing, body sitting, awareness of the sounds. And just being aware of whatever is happening in body, heart, and mind as a result of the practice. And allowing ourselves to savor what's happening. There may be a slight shift, slight opening of the heart. There may even be some grief, sadness, irritation, being with that too. Or there could be a feeling of indifference, no profound effect of the practice, and we can be with that too. Knowing that whatever is happening is simply the workings of the heart unfolding. This is how the practice is in this moment, this day. And the next day may be very different. Is guaranteed to be different as all things change. And knowing too, we can use the phrase, may I be happy and free from suffering, and the phrase, may you be happy and free from suffering. We can use either phrase informally as we walk along our way, sit on the bus, meet people. Infusing heart and mind with the well-wishings of loving kindness and compassion.